be here. We had a precious soul restored. We've had a brother in Christ who's been waiting for that heart as we prayed to God collectively together as a family, and they as a family also today, well, Lord willing, is going to be that day as he goes into surgery, and we pray for the continued success of that and that everything goes well. But it's also been good that we can gather here together and that we get to worship the Lord, and I'm glad that you were here. I hope that you got plenty to eat, because there was plenty of food and lots of casserole dishes. One of my favorite things. I love casserole dishes. Do you know that every day over 150,000 people die? About every hour, 6,300 people die, and almost every minute, 105 people die and are no longer on this earth. When we think about death, the one thing about death is that God, or death, is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't care if you're tall, it doesn't care if you're short. Doesn't care if you're a vegan or if you're a meat eater. Doesn't care if you're a Christian. It doesn't care if you're an atheist. Doesn't care what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in. It doesn't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. All of us will have to keep that appointment one day. And the thing that we have to ask ourselves is that appointment is about to be met, because we don't know when that day is going to come. The simple question is this: are you ready? You see, death looks at you and doesn't discern who you are, what you look like, how you act, or where you live, or any of those other things. You see, it doesn't matter if you're healthy or not healthy. It doesn't matter if you have a particular diet that perhaps you follow, if you exercise, or if you're a couch potato. Because guess what? Guess what? Death happens to all of these people. So are you ready for that day to stand in judgment to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Because all of us will meet our Maker on that day as we stand before God in judgment, as the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Because as we stand before Him, we will have to give an account for how we lived on this earth. But one thing is for sure, all of us in this room are going to die. But it's how you prepare for death that makes the difference. Because some of us might live well into our 90s, and as we have one young lady here that's blessed to live past 100. Some of us perhaps don't even make it past 20, and unfortunately we see that often is the case. But here's the thing. We know that for certain we will stand before God, and it's how we live this life that matters the most. And today I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt as you leave this building that you know that you are ready for whatever day that might be, that your death is certain and it comes, that you are prepared to meet our Lord in eternity. The opportunity is always offered, and we always want to make sure that people fully understand what's required of them to accept the great gift of salvation. As we sang earlier, to ring out the message, that is to tell everybody about the great news of Jesus Christ and what the gospel can do for you. Well, brethren, the gospel can do for you what it's done for us and countless of other people. It gives us peace. It gives us security that we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're going to be saved. And you too could have that same rest, that same blessed assurance to know as you leave this building today that your mind is clear, the weight is off of your shoulders, and you know that you are saved because of what Jesus did for you at Calvary. So this afternoon, if you are here, and if you never experienced the precious love of Jesus through the baptism and through the cross of Calvary and what He did for us, as we talked about this morning concerning the importance of what repentance is, if you believe what the Word says, you've got to take that step to say, "I'm willing to change my life for Christ, and I'm willing to live for Christ from this point forward." If you're ready to repent and confess the name of Christ, that He is the Son of God, that He died for you and He is your Savior, Jesus said, "I love you and I'm willing to confess you also." But we've got to confess those words with our mouth, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And finally, we accept that great gift of knowing that we must be buried with Jesus in baptism to have all of our sins washed away, whereby we come into the contact with the blood of Christ that we might be saved, that we can come out of that watery grave of baptism knowing that we are saved, because the Bible, brethren, tells me so. I don't have to wonder about it. I don't have to guess about it. The Bible says that I can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. And brethren, there is no greater joy in knowing that you have the gift of salvation based upon the love that God gave us through the cross of Calvary. And the great thing also about being a member of the Lord's church and a member of the body and the family is that we have each other to lean on in difficult times, knowing that we struggle every now and then. And we can lean upon each other in those times, and we can confess our faults to one another, and we can pray for each other, because the effectual fervent prayer avails much, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Well, today we want to pray for you. If you're hurting, if you're struggling, if you need to fix something between you and God today, we want to make sure that happens before it's everlasting too late. So if we can assist you in any way before that day comes, as it tells us in Hebrews 9:27, please come as together we stand and as we sing.